The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'audu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله viewers of Madani channel الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only His grace and His virtue that we still continue with the good acts. And by His virtue again, all good acts, they will come to completion. We will complete them. It is not that we boast. All it is from Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Man salla alayya wahida, a hadith goes, the one who sent one durood, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, will shower him with 10 special mercies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani channel, it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through this Madani channel, we are now having what we call a home university, whereby on the comfort of your couches, you will be sitting down, enjoying, relaxing, and listen to this typical of discussion which is full of knowledge. Of course, some of the discourses which are coming broadcasting in Madani channel, these are university stuff, whereby other people, they have got to go to university, sit and pay a lot of sum of money. But now with technology, if it is used for the good, will yield what is good. So this is from among them that you are sitting on the comfort of your coaches and you are listening to the Islamic knowledge. We thank Allah for that. I welcome you again to my series, The Path of Knowledge. And in the following episode, we are going to still continue with the virtues of knowledge, the superiority of knowledge. Like in the previous episode, we were giving the virtues of knowledge, and only we did focus verse 18 of Surah Al-Imran. Al-Imran. Today we are going to continue from where we left. We are now trying to look at the verses and other different chapters from the Quran to show the importance of knowledge, its superiority and its virtue. Without wasting much of your time, let us try to revive our intention before we start. Niyatul mu'min khayru min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِنِيَّاتِ. All our actions are none other than to be judged except with our intention. So let us not waste much our time or take our deeds to waste by not intending what to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us intend what that which will please our Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal before we start. And as a point of benefit, we say that each and every act which we start by not mentioning the name of Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, that action is void of blessings. So we said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim upon our commencing. Then we send Salatu wassalam on the one, the master whom we are commanded to send salutation and durood unto him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those people who respect and love our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A poet said, Ala wasala man wasala bil hurma wa saqata man saqata illa bi tarki al hurma. Those people who reached and who attained the goals, they did that only nothing except by the respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those people who did not reach the objective, they did so by failing to respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us try, whenever we have got a time, and we must have a time, let's not say whenever we've got a time, things like this, we must find time to send some durood, some salutation, and also try to make as much du'as and to cry in the court of Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Again, today, the verse which we are going to explain, we are still in Surah Al-Imran. But we are going to take another verse which is different from the verse which we are explaining. Today we are explaining a different verse whereby Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ with a dhamma. الْعُلَمَاءُ with a dhamma. Which means that verily those who fear Allah from His servant are the scholars. That time we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness with the scholars. That He started to bear witness Himself, then the angels, then the scholars, He put them dead. Then in this verse again, we are being told that those who fear Allah are none other than the scholars. This verse, you've got something in importance which we must learn. Innama, it's a particle in Arabic. What is the use of innama? Innama, it is for negation and affirmation. We negate that, you know, when people translate this verse, they say that only those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the scholars. They put it light. But if we study the Arabic language, we are going to see the seriousness of the matter. Innama. What is innama? Innama, you know, we are negating. Actually, the verse, it means none other than the scholars fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None other than, except them. There's negation and there's affirmation. Where are we getting the negation and the affirmation from? That only that verse, that particle, innama. Innama, it gives us the affirmation and negation. Because they say the scholars of Arab, the scholars of Logha, yani Arabic language, that innama is one of min adawatul hasr. Innama min adawatul hasr. It is one of the, you know, the tools of a hasr. We shall explain what is a hasr later. And innama is one of them. What is al-hasr? Al-hasr is isbatul mazkur wa nafyun lima ba'dahu. It is to affirm what is mentioned and to negate what was not mentioned. It is to affirm what is mentioned and to negate what was not mentioned. So here, what was mentioned is the scholars. That the scholars, only the scholars, they are the ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we negate it from the rest of this. We had only, you know, Arabic lesson, Nahu. That's why they say that it's important to understand the lisanul Arab, the Arabic tongue. Sometimes, whenever we want to understand the Holy Quran better, our scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they give us this explanation after scrutinizing all this. That's why it is not allowed to give tafsirul ra'i, to give tafsir from your own head. Because there are many things at stake whenever we look at the Quran. So, innama, innama min adawatul hasr. It is one of the hasr particles. And what is al-hasr? Al-hasr, it is ithbatu mazkur, to affirm that which is mentioned, wa nafyu lima ba'ada, and to negate anything beside it. This adatul hasr also come to the hadith which is well known to all of us. Hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hadith niya. Innama la'a'malu biniyyat. Innama, it comes. What it means? The deeds are nothing except the intention. No any deeds. All the deeds are rejected. All the deeds. Only the deeds with intention, they are the one being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of innama. That is the work of innama. For all the students who learn Arabic, they understand this particle, innama. So we are trying to explain it because from the day one, we say that we want to try to make sure that we don't leave any stone unturned in explaining the virtues of knowledge. So we want to give you these tools or some of how the Mufassirina goes about to define or to explain the Quran. So from this, we understand that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was negated from anybody else, and it was affirmed only from the scholars. They are the ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, number two, the way this verse is set up is unique. This is one of the verse whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in a unique manner. That's why you call i'jaz, yani i'jaz, the miracle nature of the Quran. I'jaz, the Quran is a miracle. One of this verse only. It can point, if anybody who knows Arabic will come to conclude, that, you know, this verse only, you know, it can make you not to doubt the Quran, this verse only. That's why, you know, ijaz al-Quran is a miracle. The order which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put. In Arabic language, the order is that first you bring your verb, then you bring subject, then you bring the object. That is the order in Arabic language. You mention the verb first, then bring the subject, then last follow it with an object. So we call it VSO in English. Verb, subject, order. For example, akala imranu khubzan. Akala is the fi'ilun madin, is the verb. Mabniyun la fatha. Akala, it's a verb. Well, fa'il, the subject, imranu, is the subject. Khubzan is the object, what was eaten. So we say that the verb first, then the subject, then the object. This is our Arabic word. Now, but we have got something in Arab whereby takdimu ma kana haqquhu ta'khir. Now, to take the object and you put it first rather than the subject. This they do so to show that it's part of hasr also. It's a form of hasr. It will come also to affirm something and to negate something. It's a part of hasr. When we take the object and we put it first, immediately after the verb, and we put the subject last, that is part of tah. Hasr. Now let's see. Innama yakhsha Allah. Yakhsha is the verb. Laha is the object. Now, Allah was put first here. And then the subject of that verb was put last in the sentence. Min ibadihi al-ulama'u. Al-ulama'u is the fa'il. The maf'ulun bihi is Allah, which was put immediately after the verb. Actually, normally we go verb, subject, then object. But here Allah goes verb, object, then subject. It's part also of hasr. It's part of hasr to show that the ulama, they are the only ones who fear Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. So this verse, it's verse number 2, which tells us, which shows us that only the scholars are the ones who fear Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. A poet said, to show that the scholars, they are the ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes we explain with this poet to cement whatever we say. The poet said, Akbarul fitna, kabirul fasad, kabirul fasad, qalimun mutahattikun, wa akbaru minha jahilun mutanassikun. The worst fitna, the big fitna, the big corruption is a scholar who does not practice. But the more worse than it, the biggest one is a scholar who wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is mentioned in the hadith that faqihun wahidun, one learned scholar, ashaddu ala shaitan, is more powerful on shaitan, min alfi abidin, than 1,000 worshippers without knowledge. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best, the most. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually, really. Al ulama, from his servants, they are the scholars. Again, the fadl al-ilm. It is a virtue to show the importance of knowledge. Then we move on. These are the verses which I selected in Surah Al-Imran. There are many verses wherein we can talk about the virtues of knowledge. It's not only all, but it's only that one which we selected from Surah Al-Imran, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the importance of knowledge. Now, we go to virtue number 3. Was that virtue number 1? It was that verse which I quoted from Surah Al-Imran, whereby we mentioned some sub-virtues which we derive from them. Then again I mentioned this verse from Surah Al-Imran again, and some virtues, that is number 2. Now number 3 from the verses. It's whereby Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, Al-Wajhu Thani fi Tafdeel al-Ilmi wa Ahli. Virtue number 3. Yeah, it's now virtue number 3. On showing the importance of people of knowledge and knowledge and its people. Al-jahlu wa la-ilmu la yastawiyan. Knowledge and ignorance, they are not equal. They are not same. We are not allowed to compare between knowledge and ignorance. because knowledge is best and ignorance is waste. So there is no any comparison between knowledge and ignorance. This is a virtue enough to show the importance of knowledge. أَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى Verily Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal نَفَى تَصْوِيَةَ He negated, he refused the equality بَيْنَ أَهْلِهِ وَبَيْنَ غَيْرِهِمْ Between the people of knowledge to compare them with anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he negated it in the Holy Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal negated it in the Holy Quran that we mustn't compare the people of knowledge with anybody else. He negated it in the Holy Quran. كما نفى تسوية بين أصحاب الجنة وأصحاب النار. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he negated comparing the people of hellfire with the people of Jannah. It comes from the Holy Quran, both of them. Comparing the people of knowledge and the people of ignorance. And comparing the people of hellfire and the people of Jannah. All this sighat, all this derivation is coming from the Quran. But the common denominator between that verse and that verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated. He said that this side don't compare the scholars with the ignorance. And that side don't compare the people of Jannah and the people of hellfire. There is no any similarity with them. Mathematically speaking, we have got a common denominator, then we divide. If there's no any common denominator, we won't divide. And another rule is that we group like terms together. That is, we are not talking on equation, simultaneous equation, Pythagoras theorem, algebra, all these things. We group like terms together. Then we start to work the equation. You come up with an answer. Otherwise, if you start to group like terms and unlike terms, you won't solve the equation. You will have got a long board, but you won't solve the equation. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal refused to make equal between the people of knowledge and the people of ignorance. Like how he refused to make equality between the people of Jannah and the people of hellfire. So we just have got to mention those verses. Number one, say, are they equal, those who know and those who does not know? It's a rhetoric question. It's not the question where I say that no, yes, no, no, no. It's a rhetoric question. We have got only one answer. The answer is definitely no. Absolutely no. Say, are they equal, those who know and those who does not know? Actually, this verse is found in Surah Zumar, as we said, that verse number 9. But actually, it starts with something else. The one who wake up at night and people are sleeping and he start to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he fears Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and he prepares for the day when he is going to meet. Say, are they equal, those who know and those who doesn't know? That is how the verse starts. That the one who wake up at night, people are snoring and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is near and he's asking, Hal min mustaghfirin? Is there anybody asking for istighfar so that I can forgive him? So this one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answered that he wake up in the morning, in the night, he start to pray Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, and the ignorant one is sleeping and is snoring. His answer is only snoring. And are they equal, those who know and those who does not know? We can see that the way the verse is starting, from its beginning to its end, there is no equality for the one who know and the one who does not know. It is found in Surah Az-Zumar. This time in Surah Al-Hashr, verse 20, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said, La yastawi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. Ashabul jannati humul faizun. That the people of Jannah and the people of hellfire, they are not equal. The people of hellfire and the people of Jannah, they are not equal. They are not equal in status. They are not equal in their doings also in this dunya. And they are not equal in their status in the hereafter. Their ranks are going to be different. These people, they are going to be in Jannah. And that people are going to be in hellfire. So there is no comparison. Ashabul Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, why are they not equal? Ashabul Jannah, the humul faizun. Because the people of Jannah, they are the one who is going to be, to be successful. Kad aflaha al-mu'minun. They will succeed. They are going to succeed. In this one, they are going to fail. So there is no any equivalent between a failure and the one who is going to succeed. So this again is important enough to show us the importance of knowledge from the Quran. The importance of knowledge. Al-wajhu thalith. And another virtue of knowledge. Al-jahilu bimanzilati al-a'ma. The one who is ignorant, somebody who does not see at all, is compared to one who is blind. Because he's spiritually blind. He's academically blind. So how can he be equal to the one who knows? أنه سبحانه وتعالى ذري رب العزة والجلال جعل أهل الجهل He made the people of ignorance بمنزلة عميان like the people who are blind الذين لا يبصرون the people who does not see at all على رب العزة والجلال said سمم بكمون عميون فهم لا يرجعون deaf, dumb and blind they will not return to the path they are deaf, they are dumb, they are blind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the ignorant ones as the blind so this shows again the virtue of knowledge that the people of knowledge they are the people who have good sight the people who see actually if we are about to explain blindness the one who is blind is not the one who does not have eyesight that is a minor blind but the blind man is the one who have got a heart but does not see with that heart that one is a blind man The one who does not have a heart and he does not perceive the guidance with his heart. That one is a blind man. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, He gave us the heart so that we just have got to try to see and to perceive with our heart and try to see the guidance using our heart. If we don't see and use these things to perceive and to know Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, then nothing we are going to see. For many from the jinn kind and the humankind. لهم قلوب they've got their heart. لا يفقهون بها. They don't perceive with this heart. So this heart, the blindness, the real blindness, which is very bad, is to be blind in as far as knowledge is concerned. This is again to show the importance of knowledge. That the people of ignorance, they were put to be in the position of like the one who is blind. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. We still continue with some verses of the Quran which shows us the importance of knowledge. Now again, another important of knowledge is الجهل من صفة أهل النار. Ignorance is the characteristics of the people of hellfire. The people of Jannah, they are not called juhal, ignorant. It is only the characteristics of the people of hellfire. Meaning to say that the one who have got jahl, he must work out on it. Because if you die on that state, to be the state of jahl, other things, you know, we are talking about al-ilm al-fard, the things which are composed on him. You know, like iman, you die without knowing anything of iman, without recognizing ma'arifatullah, ma'arifatu rasulihi al-kareem, ma'arifatu dinihi, ma'arifatu kitabihi. All these things, we just have to know with it and to believe in it. If one is jahl on that is very bad. So now, al-jahl, ignorance, min sifati ahli nar. It is from the description of the people of hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasafa ahli nar bi jahl. We find in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people of hellfire that they are ignorant, all of them. The people of hellfire. All of them, they are ignorant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, give them a wasf, a description that the people of hellfire, they are ignorant. وَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُ سَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ تُرَقَ الْعِلْمِ It is because that they were not utilized the ways of learning. You know, the ways of learning, inshallah, I shall try to give a separate chapter on its own, but inshallah, we just have got to pass here. Some of the tools of knowledge, it is mentioned that the people of hellfire, they were not using it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقَالَ تَعَالَ حِكَايَةً عَنُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating to us what the people of hellfire, they are going to say. وَقَالُوا They are going to say when they are thrown in hellfire. وَقَالُوا They shall say, لَوْ كُنَّا If only نَسْمَعْ We are people who used to listen in the dunya. وَنَعَقِلْ After listening, we used to ponder. مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ We could have not been the people of hellfire. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ They are going to recognize that day their sin. What is their sin? Their sin of being ignorant. فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ Far away is the people of the hellfire. They are going to say that they were used not to listen and they used not to ponder. So from this, you know, the people of Jahannam, they admit to their ignorance that they used to live in ignorance. That's why they end up landing in hellfire. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned the tools of learning, that sama' to listen, it is part of knowledge. So viewers of Madani channel, outside there, you have got a blessed opportunity that at least you are trying to listen to knowledge. The ears were made to listen to knowledge. The eyes were made to read the knowledge. the hands were made to touch the book of knowledge. This is the usage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart was used to ponder and to store knowledge. The mind was made to have fikr of knowledge. وَمَا سِوَا هَذَا. But we are misusing these things. Now the eyes, we are now using it to look at the dunya. In the ears, we are now only using it to listen to the dunya, the music, the whatever. And whatever the hands, we are now using it to touch the dunya. We feel the money. شَغَلَتْنَا dunya, a poet said. Now the dunya is now making us busy. بِهَاتٍ وَهَاكَ, by changing the notes, counting the notes in the tills. وَشَغَلَتْنَا dunya. Now the dunya, it makes us to be busy. وَنَسِينَا, and we become heedless. أَنْ مَصَارِمَ الْأَمْوَاتِ, about death, that death is calling us. نَحْنُ أَمْوَاتِ, all of us were going to die. وَمَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ, the difference between us and the people who are buried. It is only different in awqat, in timings. They are there early, we are going to join them later. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to realize the importance of knowledge. We tried a lot, bringing in some verses and trying to put it in. Inshallah, in the following episode, I'm going now to summarize some verses, because I cannot do justice to all the verses mentioning the virtues of knowledge. I'm going now to select here and there. Then we go to the ahadith, we shall select here and there. And then from the sayings of the scholars, we shall select here and there, because knowledge we cannot finish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless one and all, and may He give us strength and the ability and the love and the ishq to follow an episode with an episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, alhamdulillah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.